And we're back here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Again, the live stream at devilradio927.com. Maybe you're checking the Facebook video live stream. I know my parents usually check that one out because they live outside of the area. Facebook's a little easier for them to navigate than the Devil Radio app or other things. So they do it that way. Plus, they like to see how I'm doing, make sure I'm eating and stuff like that. But we do welcome you back into the studios right here in Madison, Wisconsin. And now we're going to turn our attention to some upcoming events with Dane by Local. And we have Megan Stern with us to go through some of these things. Megan, we have, of course, a big event that we want to get to. But a couple of things before that. Starting next week, of course, there's still another Monday morning webinar at 10 a.m. that you can catch. This is all at danebylocal.com. You can find these things out. danebylocal.com. But the Monday morning webinars have been really informational for small business owners, for people in the community who are interested in finding out kind of some of the latest challenges or issues or ways to help small businesses. Those are very informational. And also, then the following day, there's the Dane by Local breakfast meeting, which is on Zoom at 8 a.m., featuring the Dane County Humane Society, and Amy Good from there is going to give a presentation during that meeting as well. It's a good networking opportunity, a good way to get the feel of the organization, the group, what it's all about. So that is September 14th coming up as well. And then, Megan, we have a car show event, fun family event with cars, we'll call it that, that's coming up on Saturday next week. And we'll be doing a radio show from there, which is also fun. So let's give people some of the specifics of the car show, what's all happening there, many things to enjoy. Give us an overview about some of the activities and events that are taking place next week at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg.
Well, thanks for having me, Jason.
Of course.
I'd love to
talk
about the
car really
show.
Sorry, that was a really long intro.
Like, but that's all we've been doing.
I had to get through that stuff. So let's get on to the car show. You take it over here.
Oh, okay. Thanks for having me. Yeah, the car show is something we're really excited about. We had started planning, I think, over a year and a half ago, maybe prior to COVID. At that time, it was the vision was that it was going to be some really fun, traditional type of car show. However, as times keep changing and we keep adapting, so do our businesses and so does the community. And so this event has slowly kind of catered into something that we hope can meet many people's needs. We've learned a lot about car shows. One of the things we've learned is some of them are very competitive. Some of them are very specific. And this is not one of those car shows. This is meant to be for anybody in the community that has something they want to show. If it has an engine, even if that engine doesn't work and you want to tow it there, that's great. Anything that would draw interest, or you think somebody might be interested, you can bring it on down. We are not doing a typical kind of a jury and judge situation. We have two awards that were given out. One is a driver's choice. That winner will get a trophy, and they also get a $30 gift card to Rock Auto. And we also have a crowd choice. So we'll have a big voting booth at the event, and anybody that shows up can make a vote on what they like to look at. So that's kind of the isolated main piece of how this all started. And that is, just so everybody knows, that's going to be open until the event starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday. So we are welcoming anybody. We're not taking payment until they get to the door or the gate for cars, and that's $10 a car. The other piece, there's a whole bunch of really other awesome things that we've added. We really wanted to make sure that it was very inclusive of kids and families. And given it's centered right in the middle of Fitchburg, and we have the entire McKee Farms Park reserved just for this event. So GHC was kind enough to sponsor a kids area where they're going to have some games and prizes, which should be really fun. And we have some great volunteers that are going to help out with that. We also are going to have $1 Hot Wheel races. So it's very similar to like a Cub Scout Derby race kind of thing, where kids can come in and they can buy a brand new Hot Wheel for $1, and it's theirs to keep, and they can race it as many times as they want. So that'll be kind of a fun thing. And we also have a kids parade, which is kind of the brainchild of our executive director and the GHC people. It's a fun opportunity for kids and families really to dress up strollers, wagons, bikes, big wheels, it really doesn't matter, or they can walk. And we're going with the theme of cars, but drivers, whatever, but we also, at this event, we're doing a huge celebration of veterans and active duty military. So if kids want to support military and come out like that, they can dress up like that as well.
We're talking with Megan over at Dane by Local. The website is danebylocal.com. Again, talked about some of those other events coming up here earlier in the week. And then the car show family-friendly event taking place at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg on Saturday. So a week from today, September 18th. Like I said, we'll be doing Let's Get Local live from the car show from 10 to noon. Sharp Elbows was kind enough to say, here, you can take our hour and expand your coverage and really do something fun. So we're going to be doing that, which will be exciting. There's also live music there, there's kids' activities. Megan, those kids' activities, though, I know Colin was involved, and we've talked about this, but there was some parental input from some other parents who were like, no, Colin, these ideas that you think are fun are not actually fun for parents. So there was a little bit of oversight there by some of our board members and other people that have kids who don't want gazoos and things like that in their house.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I'm a mother of four. And so being in a position of being able to make some decisions, I was kind of like, hey, anyone else got any ideas? making sure that this is an event that, yeah, kids might be excited about, but their parents are willing to actually bring them to and not be afraid of the consequences. And it's going to be fun. And that was another thing, like just making sure the activities are enough to bring a family out into the park that day.
I mean, we're obviously hoping for great weather, but there's an opportunity to space out at the park. There's so many different places that you can enjoy. Like we said, live music. There'll also be food, of course, and then art vendors and other people there with displays and things you can look at, things you can purchase. And then we'll talk here in the next segment, Megan, more about some of the additional organizations that we're trying to prop up, highlight, and benefit too. I want to make sure we highlight those. So we'll discuss those after the break. But there's going to be a whole lot happening. It's a real easy event too, right? Pop in as you want. It's open from 10 to 4. Come and go as you please. No wristbands, no, you know, ticketing, stuff like that, right?
Absolutely. It is just a free event. If you happen to be walking your dog around McKee Farms Park on the path, you could walk right over. It just, whatever, you come down end flag football that morning and you can come on over. It's just an opportunity. And some people continue to find that their plans are changing as things are being canceled again or things are being altered. And if you find last minute you can't do what you thought you were going to do on Saturday, just come on over. We're trying our best to keep it a social distance. All volunteers are expected to wear masks, as well as the staff that are working at the event. So we're trying to keep it as safe as possible.
So it's a free event at Fitchburg, sponsored by Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. Goodness gracious, I got McKee Farms Park and Family Pharmacy in my brain at the same time. It didn't work out. They were competing words. Sponsored by Fitchburg Family Pharmacy, our friends there and Thad. And then it is at McKee Farms Park on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll talk more about that. And we want to talk about those organizations, veteran-based organizations that we are propping up during that event here on the other side of the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local. We'll catch you in a few minutes.